Bianchi on the right touchline and out muscled here by Rowe, and across comes Bellucci to make a challenge, and that's a good touch by Rowe and a quick throw, and of course Dicko will pick it up onside here on the left. There's nobody in the middle yet. Henry's arriving. Dicko draws two defenders and wins a corner off Bianchi. And now Adrian getting in there again, winning a good ball and leads forward in numbers. It's chipped out to the right. Morrison's onside, drives it across from an angle, saved, and Mowat's follow-up hits the side netting. Well, that was a great chance for Leeds. Henry might still win it at the edge of the area. Leeds have cleared it to Lee Evans, who goes for a blockbuster from distance, and it deflected off Warnock and was taken by the goalkeeper, and it's still 0-0. And Leeds look for a quick counter, hitting it to the right. Morrison's judged it well. He's onside. Good control too. Morrison for Antonucci. Edge of the area. Antonucci shoots, and Leeds have taken the lead in 18 minutes. Mirko Antonucci, and the Leeds counter-attack completely undid Wolves. A great run by Morrison on the right, timed it perfectly to stay onside, and when he fed Antonucci, the Italian veteran defeated Bart and found the corner. 18 minutes, Leeds 1, Wolves 0. Antonucci to Morrison, inside the penalty area. Morrison pulls it back. Oh, Mowat scuffed the chance. It should have been 2-0. Mowat 8 yards out, miscued it. Ikemi saved gratefully. Now Jacobs, three waiting at the edge of the area. Not much movement there. They find Rowe on the left. In comes the cross, and it's Edwards who hits it from 15 yards. And hits it wide. Antonucci taken wide by Bart, but he still gets the cross in. And Morrison, too strong for Ebanks-Landell. And then scoops the ball over. No, Ebanks-Landell got his foot in and hit it over his own crossbar. And now squeezes it into the edge of the penalty area. And Edwards might be able to knock it across for Jacobs to wind up for a shot. Jacobs shoots, but it's straight at the goalkeeper. And a free kick to Wolves. And it's Jacobs who goes for goal, but it's just over the bar. It was always curving away from Silvestri's post. Free kick over the top, and Antonucci's read that well, and Wolves were nearly caught out again. Ikemi came out to grab it, and again, they were grateful that Antonucci's feet aren't as quick as his brain. Free kick from the right touchline. Jacobs delivers it with swinging in, and Dicko got his head there, and Silvestri made the save. There wasn't much power behind the header, but it was going right in the corner, and Silvestri had to give it the full swallow dive to get across and tip it round the post. And here's Evans getting into the penalty area. Oh, a deflection takes it to Henry! Oh, yes! 1-1, James Henry! Well, there was a little bit of good fortune about that, but Henry burst in to take advantage. The ball into the penalty area, hit a defender, and that played Henry through onside. And he, at the edge of the six-yard box, one-on-one with the goalkeeper, he joyously thumped the ball into the net. And Henry has equalised for Wolves. 20 minutes into the second half, 1-1. And the Wolves are looking to make the most of that, because Antonucci's still on the floor, and Evans has played it to Henry. Henry curls the ball in. Oh, and it just went over off the defender to take it away from Dicko. Henry delivers another good-looking cross. Oh, and it's missed at the far post. Right, was that Dicko or is it Bart who got the turret? It's behind them. It's Van La Parra. Doherty well placed, finds Dicko. Clark shoots. Oh, and it's the goalkeeper makes a fairly comfortable save to his right. Edge of the penalty area on his left foot. Clark, not enough power. Now played out to the left side by Antonucci, and Warnock's cross into the middle, and Ebanks-Landell gets rid of it. Warnock playing it back for Antonucci again, trying to find space for Morrison. Chips it to the edge of the area. Bart with a poor clearance. McDonald trying to win it. Morrison shoots, and he pulls it across the face of goal, and that's the most danger Leeds have posed in the second half. Up forward come Wolves. Rowe picked up a poor pass into the edge of the area. Rowe shoots, blocked by the fullback. Clark with a header towards the goal. Dicko trying to follow it up. The keeper catches. And Wolves coming again. Van La Parra to the right. Doherty wanted it played back earlier. Van La Parra moving in field. Now he plays it. Doherty. This must be it for Leon Clark. Leon Clark might have scored the winner. Pandemonium and high delight below us in the Wolves fans. And it's Clark with 5 minutes to go. What a thrilling spell that was from Wolves. Van La Parra nearly scored a few moments before, and then they followed up on the right. And Clark with an open goal, side footed in, potentially the winner at Elland Road. 5 minutes to go. Leon, they chant, and it's 2-1 Wolves.
Kenny, what a great place to come behind at half-time and win a game. That's one to remember.
Yeah, I felt the second-half performance was excellent. We had a lot of the ball, 59% possession in the first half, but Leeds looked more like scoring, and quite rightly. went in a goal to the good with all of our possession in the first half. We didn't do enough with it, particularly down the right channel with Morrison. They gave us a lot of problems, and that's where their goal came from, and probably their other one clear-cut chance. Second half, I felt we really came onto our game, kept going, showed a lot of character, showed a lot of ability to keep passing the ball, and I'm very pleased to say that by the end I felt we deserved the win.
So what specifically did you seek to change at half-time? Because we all saw the result, but I wonder what you were looking for.
I thought Clark came on and helped us, a bit more presence, another forward on the pitch rather than a midfield player. Sometimes it can work either way, and obviously then, you know, him scoring the winner was a big thing. But I felt perseverance, fitness and determination to keep passing the ball and try to get something out of the game.
It'll do Leon himself no harm, won't it?
Oh no, it'll really help him, I'm sure, and you know, he hasn't started many games for us since he's been here, and that's really been the form of the players that did so well last year, and an injury or two has sort of hampered him, but you know, he still has a very good future, and today showed a lot of quality in terms of balls into him and then really retaining it for us so that we can get up the pitch.
It says a lot for the robustness of your team that you can now go around the Championship. You're picking up points. I think that's 6 away games without defeat. You're collecting points. You've done it today without a key player in Bakary Sakho. That's a pretty strong spine to your team. You clearly have to be able to do that.
Yeah, and you need that, to be fair to Leeds. They had a couple of, you know, the top scorer out. They had Austin out as well. So, you know, they had some players out, or you know, certainly both sides had their top scorer out. So, you know, that happens. You have to come through it. But, yeah, the attitude and the spirit and the fitness of the squad is very good.